And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight and...
John Shim Shim.
John the Israeli. And speaking about...
The Israeli.
Oh, wait, but before we go...
This show's all about
right
the Israeli
here
today.
On The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics. And speaking about the Israeli, yes. Today's show is hot.
So the only question is, John Israeli, is John's family in Israel the family that goes to synagogue?
The family that goes, they don't go to synagogue, no.
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 So they go to church?
They go to church, yeah.
Sunday?
Yes,
Sunday. Sunday, not Saturday.
Sunday is not Saturday, yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Sorry. Just for everyone who's listening... We got some hot off the press stuff coming today, I'm telling you.
Yes. If you've been watching any news, if you've had your TV on, been on social media, been on X, been on anywhere, even opened a newspaper, between last week Saturday and today, you will know that the biggest story happening right now in the world is the war between Israel and Gaza. But can we say it's Israel and Gaza? Before I ask you to give more context.
Israel and the Palestinians.
And the Palestinians. But can we really say that? Okay, it's my own thoughts. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Are you going black knight on us?
Sounds
like it.
I'm getting ahead
the
of
CIA
myself.
The CIA created a Hamas.
No, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but just... Because the show is very intense.
Well, did you hear that some of the rockets that went from Hamas to Israel came missiles that had been supplied to Ukraine?
Sorry for a moment. No, anyway, sorry, rockets. I thought buildings. I thought we're going back to that.
No, some of the rockets Hamas used came from the missile stocks from Ukraine.
Sure.
That America gave to Ukraine to fight Russia.
But
sure. So if you're in a life and death war in Ukraine against Russia, how the hell are you giving your weapons to Palestinians?
If there's a surplus, you have to sell them somewhere. If there's a surplus, you have to sell them somewhere. It's extra stock.
Yeah, but I mean, they life and death against Russia. That's what we are all the time. Yeah. But Kiev's got enough electricity to put the Israeli flag on the, you know, on the castle there. But meantime, the weapons meant for Kiev went to... the Palestinians in Gaza Strip.
Interesting. So
if you just to start off the show, you don't, whoever's listening, you do not know what's happening, and now we're going to give you our take.
That was what I was saying. If you've been listening to this intro, we are definitely speaking about the war that is currently happening. It's 6 days now. Today's Friday. Last week's
Saturday.
Well,
it was only declared Saturday night, so it's Friday morning.
Yeah.
So it's technically 5 days and a bit.
Yeah, 5 days.
Tonight it will be 6 days.
Yeah. That has been happening. And basically what happened is that the Hamas, are they a terrorist group?
Yes.
One man's terrorist group is another man's freedom fighter.
Yeah, that's true as well.
So the terrorist group slash freedom fighters.
Yeah.
Is it politically correct to say Islamic group?
Organization.
Islamic terror or freedom group.
Yeah, whatever. Basically attacked Israel. They basically have this whole name that they named the attack that they did. But I remember watching a video on YouTube, and it was quite intense because it was moments after the first attack happened and the Israeli militants were all over the place and whatever. But it was quite an intense attack. And obviously, because if you attack a country, you're declaring war, basically, and the president, the prime minister of Israel basically declared war, and Israel retaliated. So now there's a whole lot of different news, depending on what side of the spectrum you're on.
I just want to ask that.
A lot of news that's going on.
If rockets are coming across hitting your capital city and your towns and everything, and people are dying, when you say we're at war, are you declaring war or have you been invaded?
You've been invaded.
So you're not declaring war. You were invaded.
Mm. Yeah, but someone had to say it, yeah?
No, someone had to fire back.
Yeah, so I'm saying someone had to say, okay, we're officially at war. As these two nations, we are at war.
So which other place in the world are rockets going to flow and fly from one country to another? And the other country is the recipient of the rockets in an explosive manner is not going to start fighting back.
Yeah, so
that's a war without it. You declare war if you haven't fired a shot yet. So like Second World War, right?
Yeah.
Germany invades Poland. Britain said, if you don't get out by 6 o'clock, then we're going to be at war. The Prime Minister comes up an hour after, says it's now past 6, and to date, no such undertaking has been taken. Henceforth, Britain is now at war with Germany.
But isn't that...
Now, for quite a while after that, no shots were fired.
Yeah.
That's when you're declaring war. So Germany invaded Holland. There was no declaration of war. They just invaded. I mean, yeah, it was Holland.
But isn't that...
2 days it was over. Then they went into France. A few days it was over.
Yeah, but isn't that what's happening here? It wasn't... Israel didn't attack first. It was...
Yeah, so... You
Palestine
know,
invading...
Which other country is going to... The evening after 5,000 rockets were fired at you, you're only going to declare war like 12 hours later. That's ridiculous. I want you to understand. I mean, imagine if any other place, the country from one country, 5,000 rockets get fired at their next door neighbor. Mm-hmm. And it's not a war until someone says it's a war.
Well, I guess it was a war, but he had to. He was doing a press media and stuff. So
that was just for effect.
I guess he needed to let them know that everyone.
Guys, yeah, we're getting fired on. So, in case you didn't realize it, through the bomb that went off in your lounge, we're at war.
Yeah. So yeah, so that basically happened on the 7th of October, and there was retaliation. I mean, they're defending themselves. Israel defended themselves against Palestine. So depending on what news publication you're reading or what side of the spectrum you're standing for, there is a lot of different opinions. So in today's show, we are going to get our opinions of this whole thing that's happening and our thoughts on it. Pascal, do you want to give we've been going
well,
on
just,
but you give
yeah, just a comment I'd want to make. It's the first time where anyone supported Israel. Normally Israel gets a whole lot of rockets fired at them, then Israel will attack and then they'll be condemned. The United Nations Security Council will meet and they'll do a resolution demanding that Israel withdraws, you know. So instead now, for the first time, buildings all over the place are painted with the Israeli flag. And so that's different. That is different. And it's a little bit suspicious.
So that is what we're going to be speaking about. It's going to be hot, as always, because this is the political show where Christ Politics is.
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Stay updated and stay entertained.
The Native FM.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us like posts, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
So we are speaking about the war that has started between Palestine and Israel. And we are going to be, so this is more of like an opinion show, where we are going to be sharing our opinions on what's happening. And yeah, so we're going to start with...
Yeah, just before we go, just a warning. If your kids are in the room, please take them out because there was no plane.
There's the date came. You thought it was going to come in the beginning with the rockets. No, here it is right here. It's right here.
There was no plane, guys.
I wasn't ready for that.
So, yeah. So, Black Knight, let's start with your opinion. So, obviously, with what you've read, if you've... Obviously, I can't say if you've read. You're part of the political show. Of course you've read. Of what you've seen. And what are your thoughts on everything that's happening in terms of the war between Israel and the Palestinians.
Palestinians.
That one.
Yeah, I know.
Is that Palestinian?
Palestinians.
No, it also gets me sometimes. I was speaking to... We were
That's why be careful what you're saying. Eh?
Yeah, we were conversing.
Because you can't even say Palestinian properly.
We were conversing with John and then, yeah, I had a mixture.
What's that?
So, my take is that the truth on why the invasion is happening and how, obviously, on how it happened under so good and cheered security of Israel, I don't know. I can't explain that. I actually don't have an answer, like a concrete answer this time, like 9/11. But I could say that, I could say well, that
9/11, it's not a concrete answer. That's a still in concrete answer.
For me, it's an answer. It's a concrete theory answer for me. But one thing for sure, I could say this is one of like, a world act, just like 9/11 itself. I know there was, something you sent, we read that, and I actually agreed with that. That's because when I watched this, I actually started understanding, like even with arguments that we were going through, or the debate when we went through 9/11, and then I started understanding other things to be like, okay, now I understand why people couldn't just accept this, couldn't just say yes to that, because of the atrocity that they're going through and that they're seeing. I mean, by just watching the video, and it's not even like a whole explicit thing, it's just it's just a taste of what people are going through. I felt sick. I was like, damn, people that are going through that, yo, that's not cool. This thing should stop. Whatever is happening, whatever they're fighting for, I didn't even care what the case was. But yeah, I think it's very difficult to actually know, because it like goes back dating to the Bible. So this thing is very, very difficult to now just
how does it
say,
go back
yeah,
dating to the Bible? Muhammad only came 600 years after Jesus. How does it go back dating to the Bible?
Obviously the whole fight with whoever owns the land before your Abraham and them, and Abraham with the two sons, and these guys are also saying it's their land because Abraham was also their father, and then these guys are like, no, this is ours. So there's a whole thing behind that, and I think people that are dying now because of that, it might not be because of that, but that's kind of the reason that's being used for the invasion, and it's always been when they're always fighting for the Gaza Strip. So there's a lot, but I don't have an opinion. I'm good with conspiracy theories, but now I'm out. I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
The Black Knight chicken out.
John.
Sorry, an argument between Muslims and Jews cannot go back to the Bible.
But they're using that.
I know they're using it. But historically, it's not accurate.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I mean, from my side, so I don't know. People's been reading a lot of stuff online, and they've been checking a lot of like news reports and that. I just actually want to cover just some of the stuff that I've been hearing from my actual family who lives there. And obviously, I mean, it's going to be opinionated because they...
Can I just ask a few questions before you say?
Yeah, sure.
So, do you think the CIA created Hamas?
I don't know. I don't know. I believe that they were created by... They're not originally, as they state that they are, like a protector group for the Islams. That's not what they are. I do believe they were put together as, like, I don't know if you're familiar with SLAY, Pay for SLAY. It's an organization that is funded by NGOs, like basically a, what's this, like bounty hunters type thing. So there's a whole bunch of NGOs that put in cash into this fund, and then these people get hired to go out and kill people.
I heard they were that's what Hamas is. The Muslim Brothers from Egypt, something like
that.
They also get funded from them as well. Yes, I heard they were funded by them.
Yeah,
they were the what in 1870, okay. I think they were created.
So it was Hezbollah. So obviously the Hamas is Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Which is Sunni.
Yes, Sunni. Yeah.
Then you got Hezbollah, which is in Lebanon.
Lebanon, yeah.
Okay, you seem to be careful arguing me about this. Hezbollah, which is in Lebanon, which is funded by Iran. The Shia.
Yes. The Shia, yes. Yeah, correct.
They hate each other.
Yeah. No, the Sunni and the Shia.
Except when it comes to Israel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they join together.
They join together, yeah. Yeah.
Because both of those organizations, including that country of Iran, their aim is to destroy Israel.
Yes, yeah.
Would the CIA need to create a group?
Not really. No, well, what? To create a group to do what, though? Because the reason why...
Destroy Israel.
The benefit of the CIA creating a group like that, not to destroy Israel, no. I think Israel actually is beneficial for America. They are a camp that hold, they're like a stronghold for America to secure their oil reserves in the Middle East. So Iran, Iraq, all the oil reserves that's in that side, I believe that it's beneficial for them to have Israel there.
I'll tell you why I disagree with it.
Why?
Because if America was drilling all its oil,
yeah,
America doesn't need oil.
True.
America would be fueling all their cars and they'd be exporting. Mm. They'd be the biggest producer of oil in the world.
True, true.
Politicians have turned the taps closed.
Yeah.
So that they can't drill for oil. So how strategic is the Middle East for them?
No, it's not about them actually having the oil. It's about controlling how others use their oil. So if the other countries had full access to their oil and controlled the way that they'd use it, they'd have way more power than they actually do now. So I think it's keeping taps on, keeping control on the world. I think it's getting their fingers stuck into other countries, which they've been known to do throughout history.
In my lifetime.
From
the Middle East in the 70s.
Yeah.
Were a bunch of basket cases. Obviously, then they did an oil embargo and they formed OPEC.
Mm.
And that's when they started making money. Prior to them finding oil, no one wanted anything to do with the Middle East.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the only asset that the Middle East has got is oil. And now they've got money. And so they've been able to build some artificial things in the middle of the desert, like a snow ski resort in the middle of a desert. Yes, it's an indoor snow ski resort. You can ski down a mountain. In the desert.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But if you take oil away, there's nothing there. But no meds.
No?
No meds. People no that meds. No, no meds. The you know, the guys that move around in there with their tents and their camels.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I understood. So but that's the thing. So why did they even venture out to do that in the first place? I mean, it's not like they needed it. So how does it benefit them? It's control, again. I mean, when you go around taking control of another country's resources, and you have more than enough of your own, it's to control, it is to
So when convey. You say America, you say the American people are controlling.
No, Not the American, not American people per se. I think this
the deep also
state,
controlled.
The deep state, deep state.
Okay.
And also the corporations. You know, the only but America is a corporation.
The people are controlled.
Yes, they are. So civilians are being controlled as a whole. Yeah. So your Black Rocks, your the Holy Vanguards. Trinity, the Dark Trinity, the Vanguards, etc.
Okay. So you carry on with the state of Israel.
Okay. Yes. So I have some cousins that I've been speaking to them over the last few days. What's interesting to me is that every time I send them a voice note, it gets cut off. So it doesn't send through properly. And when they send me voice notes, I get half of it. I get exactly split in half, the voice note. So half of their voice note gets through to me, and then I can't send anything to them. I can phone call them normally. I can WhatsApp call them normally, and then we have a conversation through that. But it doesn't allow for voice notes. So I'm imagining that a live call is easier to tap or something like that, because there is apparently my cousins are saying that they have had Mossad actually check in on them,
Mossad is like the Israeli CIA.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's intelligence. Yeah, check in on them, and I mean, like, for good reason, because they're surrounded by enemies 24/7. But I don't think that it is a way to live, and that's actually also what my cousins are saying. So my cousins, just for context, we our family started in Nazareth. So I'm not exactly sure if we are born Jew or we are Arab, but we are Catholics. So we were born Catholics. Our blood.
So you want seriously confused family?
Yes, correct. Yeah. No, because our surname is Jewish, Shimshon, Shamshum, and but then it can be translated to Arabic as well. So, it's not exactly it's not exactly clear to us. They're Christians. So, for example, my cousins would say that, like, just across the road from them, there was a rocket that hit. Hit the neighbor's house. It turned into a fireball in the apartment and actually burned the four family members to a crisp. So it's like a napalm rocket.
This was their neighbors.
This is their neighbors. Yeah, he lives in Jaffa and Tel Aviv. That's the capital.
Okay, so this wasn't a video that he saw.
No, this was not a video.
His neighbors.
He saw his neighbors. Yes, he saw them. He says he was coming back from work. He was coming back from work. He was on his way back from work.
Yeah.
And he heard from other friends as well. A colleague of his that, because he went to a certain school, and he grew up in that school. He was schooled in that school, and now he's working for that school. And the same friend of his actually went with him to that school, and he heard that him and his wife was taken hostage. So the fighters from Hamas came, grabbed his wife's hair, dragged her through the street. He tried to help her, and they took him as well. This is now he didn't see it live, but it's just from eyewitness that he had seen. And luckily what he mentions as well is that 500 people in Tel Aviv had died, and 50 were held hostage in Tel Aviv alone. And this was on Sunday. So this was about a day after the actual event. And so the news at that time was not reporting those kind of numbers. The news was not, Al Jazeera was not reporting that. Yeah, also.
Because there's a lot of people that I'm hearing that are talking from Israel that saying there's more than 1,000 that have died.
Mm.
And the number's not that.
Mm. Yeah, no, we're looking, I mean, just from speaking to the different, I mean, I've got other family in Haifa. Haifa is north from Tel Aviv. It's more of your bougie, your fancier type of cities as well. And they're saying there's less issues there, but at the same time, I mean, like, there's 250 people who died there. And that's just not the...
In Haifa alone.
In Haifa, yeah. In Haifa alone. This is only on the Saturday. I got a hold of my family members in the... on Saturday, and so it's quite hectic to hear these stories, and then they're now shut into their houses because there's rumors of young Jewish guys going around busy threatening that if they see any Arabs in the street, just kill them. So now Arabs, but doesn't matter if you're a Christian Arab, if you're a Jewish Arab, or if you just look Arab. And I don't know how they're going to discern the difference. Just to kill them without regard. So that causes a lot of fear, and my family is actually quite concerned because of that, because now they have to always be on their toes on their neighbors and things like that. Now, I understand during wartime, what are you doing outside of your house anyway? But that's also what they're a bit concerned about, yeah. So that's just some of the stuff that I've actually heard from family.
It's a very interesting perspective of the... very different, very, very different perspective of what's actually happening based on what the news is saying and social media and all of these things. Yeah. Pascal, what are your thoughts?
A lot of the videos came out, and what was happening was that obviously on Saturday, people in Israel were putting out posts of family members of them that were missing. And I mean, it was just flooding. All of these people putting out, you know, I'm missing this person. And now, let's just see. First of all, obviously, on a personal level, the fact that the Hamas guys could get in there, the fact that the Iron Dome, which is supposed to defend Israel from the missiles, didn't work.
Yeah.
And also, they blew up the fence and drove in with what we call a bucky. In America, they call it a pickup, but our word's much better than the American word, bucky. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they just drive in with these 4x4s or whatever. And they go start taking, and I mean, for quite a long time, eh? They're just their free willy, just able to go and just take whatever they want.
Mm.
Whoever they want, going into houses. I mean, I even saw a video. These Hamas fighters walking onto a property. The dog comes running towards him. But it's even like wagging his tail. And they start shooting it. Third shot, it was dead. You know, so, I mean, I remember seeing that, and I thought, you know, at the end of the day, honestly, and this is, the Hamas guys were putting this out themselves to break. So now what happens is, so that's a question mark. Now what's happening is that Netanyahu organized this, the Prime Minister of Israel, this is what people are saying, that Netanyahu orchestrated this thing, because otherwise he's in trouble and he's going to lose power. Mm. All right, so Netanyahu is going to get Hamas to attack Israel. Okay, now, potentially it's possible, but you better find some evidence. All right, I have a big question mark over saying that. But the second thing is that I'm listening to people debate things that do not understand Islam. We've got... the Muslims here in the form of an organization called Al-Shabaab, yeah, in Southern Africa. It's something we've spoken on the show before, in the north of Mozambique. They're going to villages and the people have to flee, because if they find those people in the villages, they wipe them out. And, you know, they do this in many places, and it's a tactic of Islam. And, you know, Islam, it's not a peaceful religion. Muhammad was not a peaceful man. Muhammad was a man of war. And David could not build a temple, you know, in the Old Testament of the Bible, due to the fact that he had blood on his hands. That's why he had to get the materials, prepare everything, and then leave it for Solomon, his son, to build. So, you know, when you sit down and you think about this, okay, what happened to the defenses? That is a question that I haven't heard an answer yet, to which I'm satisfied. Okay, the biggest catastrophic failure of the Israeli defense system ever, and all of us, you know, I don't buy that. But at the same time, if you look at the Islamic psyche, the way that Muslims think, unless you've got the power to put your foot on their throat and to physically restrain them, and unless you're stronger than them, they will come and kill you in the most gruesome way possible. They will do that to you. It's been throughout the history of Islam. And by the way, Black Knight, Islam started like, it's over 600 years after Christ. And then Muhammad, a guy who never met Jesus, who never went to Israel, 600 years after Jesus said, no, Jesus was a Muslim. All right. And obviously, with those things, there's also the discussion around the Palestinians versus Israelis, and the Israeli came after. And that's not true. 150 years ago, the place we know today as Israel was largely desolated. There wasn't many people there. And the first people that started moving there were the Jews, especially at the fall of the Ottoman Empire, you know, which is today modern day Turkey, at the beginning of the 20th century. And then what happened, obviously the Arabs decided we don't want a Jewish state here. So they began to bandy together. And they also sent a whole lot of people from various nations throughout the Middle East to live in the Palestinian territories. And if you speak to people, or if you listen even to people that come from that area, they'll tell you by the surnames they know, these people are not originally from there. They're from other nations around the Middle East and even further. So, you know, what you have now is this Palestinian issue that only really started surfacing in the 1960s. Before that, the other Arab nations themselves attacked Israel. And Hamas was born, and the mission statement of Hamas, the reason that they exist, is to destroy Israel. Same as with Hezbollah. Hezbollah is in Lebanon, and their aim is to destroy Israel. But I just want to finish off and talk about when people go on the Muslim side with the Muslim Palestinians. The first, there's a couple of things I want to tell you. The Americans forced Israel to give the Gaza Strip to the Palestinians because there were Jews living there. Hebron and all that, they had Jewish people there. The Israeli army physically removed them. There were videos and photos of them beating these Jewish people up, taking them out there. The same with what is known as the West Bank. But the West Bank in the Bible is the area known as Judea. It's not Arab. Historically, it's not an Arab area. Also, the people that come with all of these arguments say that the Bible is not history, which is a lie. The Bible is history. And many things in the Bible have been cross-referenced with other findings in other sources from that time. And nothing has been debunked in terms of the Bible and, you know, what it said about places and all of those sorts of things. So, you know, the argument that the Jews came in and took over the Palestinian thing. The other thing is that 100 to 150 years ago, even as late as the Second World War, Palestinian was a term that referred to Jews that were living in Israel. Because the name Palestine was given to that area by the Romans. And the Romans gave that name to that area to insult them and to undermine the Jews so they could control them. And they derived the name from the name Philistine, which in the Old Testament were the great enemies of Israel. So it was actually a huge insult initially for them to be called Palestinian. And then obviously that area was known as Palestine. But if you look at what was Palestine, okay, large parts of Jordan were part of it. And the initial solution after the fall of the Ottoman Empire was that the Jews needed a state. They needed their own home. There were already Jews living there. There were also Jews living in Jordan and Saudi Arabia and many other Gulf states. And they actually convinced the Jews living in those other Gulf states to leave those states and move to Israel. And so they split that Palestine territory. To the east it was Jordan, and to the west, you know, of the Dead Sea and all of that, was Israel. And then later on they cut into Israel with this whole Palestinian thing. So the Jewish people were greatly betrayed by the people who were supposed to, you know, set them up, and how the territory was supposed, you know, supposed to be set up and all of this. And many of those Palestinian people are Jordanian and from Jordan. All right. And if you, so that That's the first thing. But the second thing is, Lebanon used to be a Christian country. In fact, the initial Arab wars against Israel, Lebanon supported, and they were 60% Christian. Civil war broke out in Lebanon in the late 70s and in the 1980s. And you know the Muslims, they keep fighting until they win. They don't stop. And now today, Lebanon is 59% Muslim. And that has been through violence. It has not been through, you know, proselytizing, through preaching or anything. It's been through violence. Mm. So I have family, you know, on my wife's side that are Lebanese. And the things that happened to the Christians in Lebanon, they're known as Mason, you know, Maronite Christians. So it's a form of Catholicism. And the things that happened to the Christians in Lebanon is unbelievable. And so when you hear speakers that come out of Lebanon that are Christian, they speak very strongly against anything that the Muslims are doing, because they perpetuate a pack of lies. And up until the civil war in Lebanon between the Christians and the Muslims, the Christians thought that there was the Arab Brotherhood. And obviously that concept's been shattered now. All right, there's no such concept. You've got Muslims, you've got Christians, even amongst the Arabs. So, you know, the narratives that are going around and what I'm hearing, a lot of guys in the West who are saying that all of this stuff that Hamas did is because of the West. And I'm saying, no, if you understand Islam, them slitting children's throats, raping the women of those they're conquering and all of us, that is standard Islamic practice when they're fighting a war. And they have instructions as such, coming from their own writings, and they have three writings that you need to take into account if you want to understand the Muslims. You need to take into account the Quran, you need to take into account the Hadiths or the traditions. Okay, they've got volumes of books there with those. And then the third thing they've got is a thing called the Sirah. Now the Sirah is the life of Muhammad. And the thing is, a good Muslim is supposed to try and model their life on Muhammad. Now, if you're going to model your life on Muhammad, a couple of thoughts. Means you need to marry a six-year-old girl when you're in your 50s. So I need to go find a six-year-old bride because I'm 55 now. That is if you're modeling your life on Muhammad, that's one of the things you need to do. And then also, do you guys steal Christian girls, rape them and force them to be your slave in Islam? It's perfectly acceptable. All right, and that comes from Muhammad himself. He spoke the words and he told his men they could do the stuff once they've conquered. So the women become their possessions. So the thing you need to realize, if Muslims are strong enough, they will do the things you saw Hamas do, which is the same things you saw ISIS do, all right, a few years ago. And many people in the West are not realizing this. If you want to judge a Muslim, you got to judge a book. If you want to judge a Christian, you got to judge a book. Don't listen to what people's opinions are. The opinions are wrong. What does the book say? Then you know, what do these guys really believe?
In Psalms 119, verse 9 to 10, it says, "How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commandments."
Yes. So what happens now if, first of all, if you're one of the people in Israel and you've been affected by an abduction and the person that you loved that was abducted is now dead, or they're missing and you don't know when you're ever going to hear anything of them again. All right. And what does the Bible say to the guys in the Gaza Strip who are innocent of the attacks that happened, whose block of flats are coming crashing down now because there's no plane? You understand what I'm saying? So the no plane thing was just to get to Black Knot. All right. But, you know, so when you look at these things, what's needed on both sides is forgiveness. And if you're not going to forgive, you're going to be just like the world. And if you're just like the world, then your destiny is the destiny of the world, which is destruction. So, you know, if you give your life to the Lord, then he will, you know, he will keep you on the right path. And you'll be blessed to fulfill your purpose on this earth.
Yeah. So let us know your thoughts on our social media platforms. It's been quite a very interesting show. Like I said, let us know on our social media platforms. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we've had...
Gavin Enslin.
Pastor Gavin Enslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight and...
John Shamshum.
John the Israeli, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.